Boxing Day. In England, it's called Boxing Day.
Boxing Day? What is that called?
Boxing Day? Because when you get all that shit for Christmas,
and they're taking them back.
You throw it all in the fucking box and send it back.
Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He's the only
one. Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Everybody.
Wake up late.
Wake up late.
Wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Chorus praising, now you know.
We're the hottest show in this
place.
Wake
up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
I said one, two, three.
Everybody wake up. Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida, it's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now, let's start the show.
Thank you. Hey, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Kwanzaa.
Kwanzaa. Merry Kwanzaa. Happy Kwanzaa.
Happy Hanukkah.
And happy Hanukkah.
What else is out there?
What day of Hanukkah is today?
It's the ninth day or something?
Is it the ninth day?
No, there's 8 days of Hanukkah.
I guess I was wrong.
It's 12 days of Christmas.
12 days of Christmas.
Yes.
Days of Hanukkah. What is this, the 12th or the 18th day of Christmas? Wait, that's wrong again. See, that's why I don't have Christmas decorations this year. You see that?
12th day, according to Trueleaf, it was cannabis. They were trying to be like 12 days of cannabis.
Oh, yeah?
And it was Monday was the 12th day, because then Christmas Eve is Tuesday, and then...
I never understood what the 12 days of Christmas were.
Me either. I don't know where that came from.
You know what I mean? I know there's Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, and then there's Black Friday. I don't think they had any. I don't think that had anything to do with the 12 days, because that's in November.
Yeah, when did the 12 days start? Like December?
Is it a leap year?
13th or something?
I don't know. Anyway, it's over.
I have questions.
And like my family, we used to do like Secret Santa instead of getting gifts for everybody.
Yeah.
We did the Secret Santa and like Thanksgiving. We'd have like that. We'd like pick our names and then we'd pick somebody and it's all quiet and you figure it out.
You know, I was part of a Secret Santa and I did not get my Secret Santa gift.
You didn't?
No.
So you gave somebody a gift.
I went to the party. I gave someone else their gift. And like I just waited around. I was like, well, I'll wait for them to maybe it's like a private thing, you know, before I leave. And
yeah.
Nothing. Not a thing. It was only $20.
Should have made an announcement.
This is the announcement right here.
Received my
if you're out there watching me, Secret Santa, I'm waiting for you.
What kind of association was this? Was this the Indian Giver Club?
I don't know.
It's a bad place.
We'll see.
They have a fucking Secret Santa if you're part of the Indian Giver Club. Was it a work? Like a work thing?
No, it was comics.
It was comics?
Yeah.
They
may be listening right now.
You expect a fucking comic to go spend money on you?
I know. Jeez.
Stupid.
Here's an open mic voucher.
Just get me a notebook, you know?
You're welcome.
Here's a free ticket to my bringer show at the Improv.
Yeah, you know? Anything.
Yeah. You get a free ticket. Any rate, so hopefully you guys had a good... Like, no more Christmas lights, no more Christmas tree. You know? It's nice. The neighbors pissed at us, I think.
Yeah.
Because we used to put them up, they put them up, and it was like, you know, in the cul-de-sac, it looked good. But, you know, we're like, nah, dude. My wife's I don't get on a ladder anymore.
Okay.
And it's just too dangerous. And my wife is tired of getting on the ladder. And we don't do well when we try to work out together, like, you know, as a team. Like, we can never be on, like, what was that?
The Amazing Race.
The Amazing Race. We would be, like, always, fuck you.
That's great TV, though.
You don't listen to me. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
You know, it's probably what ended up being. But I could never do that, you know. So I like, you know what, if I don't have to, because now that it's the day after Christmas, I'm so glad we do not have Christmas decorations up.
The day after Christmas is so weird.
Because,
right?
Back to normal, like.
Kinda.
It's weird.
Because you got New Year's Eve coming.
That's true.
It's like when you've like been out all night doing Molly, and then like the next day you're just like, ugh.
Totally.
Calm down, you know, like.
Yeah, we know what you mean.
Serotonin is drained.
Haven't touched that stuff in weeks. No, it actually has been a long time. You're a good guy. You never did that. You probably did that stuff. You're in the the boy band
days. I mean,
days.
In Europe, I did a couple stuff. Like,
gotta do it once.
We did Ecstasy on, like, New Year's Eve. It's, like, 2 years ago for the first time.
Yeah?
It's wild.
It once. Yeah. So I did that. We did that at the old lady in New Year's Eve in
yeah,
in
you
South
and the old
Beach,
lady?
In South Beach.
What?
Yeah.
How was she on Ecstasy? She's always so
I don't
reserved.
Know if it was her. I may have had the wrong one. I may have had the wrong woman by mistake. She just fell asleep in the hotel for 16 hours. Like, oh, sorry, I gave you a roofie. I didn't give you Molly.
Perfect.
I figured things were different that New Year's.
You guys got plans New Year's Eve?
No, and you know what? I'm thinking about having a little, I shouldn't say it here, but I'm thinking of having a little, like, intimate little group on New Year's Eve right here at the house.
Okay.
You know, we got plenty of booze.
Yeah.
Is everyone who's tuned in invited?
Yeah, no. No. You know, it'll just be people. You know, I might just do it for some, like, people I've known. If no one has anything else to do. If you guys have nothing, probably Mike, you have nothing. You could probably invite you there.
That's sweet. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm going to take you up on that.
That's kind of an invitation. But the reason I'm saying kind of is the whole thing may be kiboshed by the old lady.
I know.
Because she, you know, she's mad at me because I didn't ask her to go with me to the dinner tonight.
Ooh.
And I had one of those assumptive moments. You know, you've had the same girl for a while.
Yeah.
So if your girl's been with you at the same occasion on four or five different occasions, you don't think you're asking again. You just feel she's coming.
Of course.
So that assumption made an ass out of you and just actually me. Mm. So now she's like, you really didn't want me to come, did you? I'm like, oh, now I don't want you to come.
You're hiding me.
Yeah. You're ashamed
of me. Embarrassed.
Which co-host is it?
Yeah. Hanging with your cool friends.
That's the thing, you know, because other girls are around. So they want to make sure they're asked. Like, I really want you to be there. But I do, honey. I really do. But not now. That's but that's the point. But now that you've acted like that, no, I don't want you. Mm. You know, you've spoiled the fun. What's up, Hiram? Anyway, so the New Year's upon us. So everybody get ready for their New Year's resolutions. We're going to deal with those next week, right? But I'm just wondering if I'm going to bother. I didn't do the last couple of years. I didn't have any time for resolutions. Now, you're perfect. You're a good-looking guy, great shape, body. You're in the TV. You got movies. You know, you got videos and shit, you know, so you don't really have anything you're going
to
quit.
It's like,
you're going to stop eating kale?
What are you going to do? It's going to get me trash, boy, man. I'm going to put on 30 pounds for no reason. That's the resolution.
All right. Why not in 2020 you become me?
Done.
And I'll become you.
Oof. Done.
That is an interesting challenge.
Yeah. It'll be like one of those TV where we swap, you know, like 48 hours. You know, I got to learn how to be the boy band guy, and you got to be how the fiduciary, you know, comic.
I'm in.
Oh, man.
And Mike,
learn
you get
finances.
Mike, you can sit there and be like and judge it. You'll be like the rich guys in 48 hours.
That would freak me out.
Yeah,
I'd be pretty high the whole time.
We'd have to switch girls. So you'd stay with my wife.
Okay,
I just
she'd
have
be cool
I see
with that.
You
she'd be like,
out,
okay, that's
you know?
All right. Your girl's gonna be like, what? Are you crazy? Like, I ain't sleep with that guy.
You work out every day. I see you like jog every day.
Yeah.
Like how many miles a day you jog?
Probably, well, it switched off. Now I kind of like bounce off the weights. Maybe like 4 times a week I'll run.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many miles?
Like 5, 6.
Can you do 5, 6 miles?
No, I can walk it.
This guy's jogs steady jogging while he's doing like videos and stuff. Yeah. Like it's amazing. I'm like, this guy has so many talents.
Yeah.
I would be like, I have asthma, so don't even ask me. I'm gonna.
What's up, Peter Kramer? Happy New Year, buddy. Yeah. Well, last time I ran was because it was raining and I had to get to my car.
Okay.
So I ran. Actually, you know, there's a moment. Even then, I was like, really, fuck it. I'll just get wet. You know, like I'm gonna blow a knee out, you know, or something like that.
I ran reminds me of the time when you guys remember when like belt buckles with your name on it was like a thing in the early 2000s?
I have no idea what you're talking
about. No, so, I remember that.
You do, so I ordered a belt that was supposed to say J-Ran on it and it misprinted says I-Ran. And I was like, fuck it, I paid for this. So I was wearing this belt that said I-Ran and people were like, are you Iranian? I was like, no, they got my name wrong.
It's like so somebody with a fucked up tattoo.
Yeah.
But at least you could take the belt buckle off.
That's funny.
That or they think you're a big Flock of Seagulls fan.
It's great because that was like 2000, like that around that time is like the height of 9/11. So it's like
I had an Iran belt.
Iran belt.
Yeah, the stupid shit we do. Well, I said this talk about bad clothing or ordering the wrong thing, or for that fight with the video, the one you saw when I fought that guy in
oh yeah,
three rounder,
deadly.
I ordered these shorts, and they had my nickname for that fight was American Badass.
Okay.
And you know, and I had the American flag and the Korean flag, which is my discipline, on it, you know, and but they were boxing shorts. They weren't Muay Thai kickboxing shorts. They were boxing shorts, which are not meant to be doing kicking in.
Oh, because they were baggy. They were longer past your knee.
Yeah, so when you kick, there was no, like, you know, crotch out, you know. So by the end of the first round, I had a big rip from the middle of my shorts, and I had a white jock strap on
your ass. Yeah, the bad ass.
Yeah, there's like a fat ass couldn't stay in his pants. So that was my malfunction, my wardrobe malfunction.
Nice.
So you got a lot of shit you could probably tackle for New Year's Eve. What, are you, come on, are you gonna?
I'm gonna definitely try to slow down on drinking. Down. I'm not gonna quit, but,
dude. Here's my New Year's resolution. I'm gonna try to slow down.
Well, what is slow down? So what's
maybe slower? Maybe stop at two shots of tequila, not do five or six.
I'm gonna drink a glass of water between every vodka.
I definitely want to get more cardio, like you and Hennessy Williams, a couple other comics. Show you guys in the gym. I'm like, I should do that. And I almost get my clothes on, and I'm like, I'm gonna do it. And then I'm like, oh, I got other things. And then
you got, once you start going a little bit, like I've been in and out of it like 2 or 3 days a week.
Yeah.
And my big benefits, my wife gets up and says, we're going to the gym. Like, we're going to the gym. You know, so I'll go. If she wasn't, like, the day she can't go, I'll just lay in bed.
Yeah,
you know, just to watch TV and get on my computer. And
well,
just
when you move to LA,
shit.
You don't have a job. It's like you have nothing to do in the afternoon unless an agent gets you an audition. So it's like, I'll go to the gym until something happens.
Well, that's good.
Well, it's actually smart.
Yeah.
So what do you? Is there, you sleep? You're staying with some guy who's letting boys stay at his house, run around in their bikinis while Where are you staying when you're there?
I luckily have a close friend that lives in Santa Monica, so I rent a room there. So it was like an easy transition. Really.
Yeah, yeah.
And I suck his dick at night.
I was going to say, the chicken hawk. What do they call those little gay guys, Mike?
The little ones?
Yeah, the
Twinkies?
The Twinkies.
The Twinkies.
Yeah, the Tweakers. Tweakers.
Yeah. I think it's...
Yeah.
Twinkie.
Well, listen, you got to do what you got to do to be famous, bro. All right? I get you. You know, so what? You suck a cock every once in a while. Hey. You know, you next thing you know, you're on America's Got Talent.
I don't judge.
That's the dream. That's
whatever
the
brings
dream.
You happiness.
You're not going to get. You guys are going to. You're going to borrow that, right?
What's that?
You're going to try for something like that?
What, America's Got Talent?
Yeah, individually.
Probably. You know, I work for them in casting. That's like one of my jobs. I've had for like 2 years since that.
Right.
That's really cool. So it's kind of like I don't think I could actually go on the show.
Yeah, because you're a member of the crew.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I mean, I would like to go solo maybe in a couple of years. I don't know.
Are you looking to get into movies and stuff or like?
Yeah, I mean, I did TV and film when I was in Florida, and then I've been back and forth to LA, but I went to LA specifically to try to make it.
Yeah.
It's like, I didn't make it as a pop star. Plan B, I'm going to be a movie star.
Yeah, yeah.
But I did get representation, which is super hard. So
totally.
So I start pilot season end of January, and we'll see.
Nice. Perfect.
Yeah.
That's the way to go and live there while it's still there.
Yeah. You started doing a little acting recently, didn't
you?
Yeah,
I got back into my acting chops, and I had a couple. I did that Sargento commercial. It's a national commercial.
Oh, nice.
But it's in Spanish.
You look like someone who eats Sargento.
I do. I look like a cheese. I look like somebody eats a lot of cheese.
You know your cheese. That's even that you eat a lot of cheese, but you know.
I love cheese, too. I can dig into cheese.
You can eat a piece of cheese like that's Gouda.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I got that palate for cheese. if I was on Hell's Kitchen, everybody, we're going to be working with cheese today. I'm going to be like, fuck yeah.
So it was a Spanish commercial?
Yeah, it's got Univision as the client, I guess. And then I had an audition. I had a callback where I was a boss guy.
Oh, nice.
And I had to be like, they said, go ahead and do it in English because we don't know if it's going to be a voiceover. But, you know, and I felt like when I got the callback, I should have done it all in Spanish.
Oh, wow.
But I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to go because I'm going to be more. I told them when I did my... Who I am.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, I'll do this in English, but si necesito yo puedo decirlo en español, you know.
Sexy.
Oh, wow.
Get a boner.
You know, in LA, the agents I met with and the one I finally signed with was like, we can't call you Josh Randall. That's not going to work here. Like, right. Caucasian is a death sentence here right now.
Really?
And my mom's Cuban, her maiden name's Medina, so they're like, your name now is J. Randall Medina. And
nice.
I'm like, Okay, whatever.
J. Randall Medina.
That's Joshua Medina.
That sounds like a Drake. Funky J. Randall Medina.
Yeah, that's the name.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so there you go. Like
so, yeah.
I like the video, by the way, of the ho, ho, ho.
Sam, oh, yeah, thank you. Thank you.
You've had some funny stuff. Yeah. Man. The one where you're putting on, you're talking about the one where it's like him singing, overlapping himself.
Yeah. And he's like, the hose. Santa, get me some hoes.
I loved it.
Yeah.
Talented stuff.
Talented guy here.
Well, good for you.
I've been doing the open mics in LA, too.
Yeah.
How's that?
The scene's just as good here. It's just there's so many people there. So if you go to an open mic, it's like, I'll be there for 3 hours till I get up. Like, my God.
Yeah. I got to keep that. See, you got to tell these kids here. They complain. Yeah. Oh, my God, I've been here for 2 hours. I'm like,
dude, there's a lot
go
of
to L.A. or New York.
The open mic's there, too. Like, it's you'll put your name in a hat, and you might not even get up, and it's for 3 minutes. And you'll wait at the Comedy Store for, like, 5 hours. Like, and that's our night. And you're like, oh, my God.
Oh. Yeah. But at least you're hanging out at the Comedy Store.
Yeah.
No, you know what I mean?
Make those connections.
You're there. You know what I mean? It's okay if you're hanging out there because it's the hub.
Yeah.
You know, where else are you going to be, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Besides rocking the Casbah. I just heard that song before the show, so yeah. I thought I'd give it a plug back in the day. Thanks to your open mic. I was there, last week I was there?
Mad Robot?
But you weren't there. Yeah, Dan Casso was hosting it.
That's right.
We had a weird crowd that night, too, and some guy heckled Hennessy. Some preppy fucking guy. He got really weird, but he did well. He handled, made fun of him.
Every time I'm not there, something crazy
gets out of hand. That's why you're such a necessity, Mike.
I know.
You know what I mean? You got it. What were you doing?
I was out of town with family.
Oh, okay. I get it.
Holiday stuff.
Doing some drug mule shit.
Doing some drug mule. Right. Trying to make that extra money.
Hey, by the way, guys, I don't know if you were aware of this, but it was the anniversary of the tsunami in Asia.
Mm.
Was that 10 years ago or something like that? 15?
Oh, yeah.
When over almost 300,000 people got killed.
Jesus.
By a tsunami. You know, listen, I know this is a comedy podcast, but the only thing comical about that was when you watched the video of that guy on the beach.
Oh, yeah, that's
that one guy, right? Like, that one guy at the beach.
It's not going to come. They're just bullshitting.
He's like, well, that was a little strong. That wave was a little, what the fuck? I mean, you know, but that was just, you know, it was just nuts.
Did you hear about Joe Pesci singing with Adam Levine?
No.
You guys have to look this up somehow.
Yeah.
You won't even guess that it's Joe Pesci singing. It sounds like would never say this to his face, but it sounds like a woman singing. Like, I was like, I wouldn't, because they played it on a radio station.
They have a good voice? Is that what you're saying? He sounded good?
Not a bad voice. I'm thinking about it. He's putting out an album.
Yeah. Joe Pesci's putting out an album?
Joe Pesci's putting out an album.
Did you guys see him in The Irishman?
No, I haven't seen that yet.
Did you see? Oh, you guys got to watch it.
Yeah.
Everyone tells me I gotta watch it, or they go, it's so long. Like,
I mean, yeah, I watched it in parts.
Dedicated a day to it.
It's 3.5 hours?
3.5 hours. I did like 3 days of it.
I just keep seeing clips of Robert De Niro in those platform shoes when they're filming it. How embarrassing is that? I don't want to touch on a subject here, Mike. But listen, you know what I mean? But why, you know, I mean.
Why? Because how tall is De Niro?
He's like 5'3", something like that.
Pretty short.
De Niro's 5'3"?
Yeah, he might be 5'5".
Pesci's like 4'11" or something.
Is he that?
I don't know.
He's like 3'3".
Yeah, Pesci's tiny, man. Yeah, yeah.
He actually hangs from fucking...
De Niro's 5'3"?
I don't know how tall he actually is. Anybody know out there on Facebook?
Look
this up.
Get back to us.
Yeah. He may be... who knows? He probably reports himself as 5'8" or something. But he's, I'm guessing he's 5'5".
Raising the important questions.
It's like Prince. Prince was 5'3".
Nah, I want to say De Niro's probably 5'5".
Yeah. But he wears those big Frankenstein shoes.
5'5", 5'6".
That comes off as being
tall. But he's not like a tall, tall dude.
Oh, it says 5'10" here.
No way.
That's what it says. But
No fucking way.
What about Al Pacino?
Al Pacino's 5'7".
What?
Pesci's 5'4".
Mike saw eye to eye with both of those guys, and he wasn't wearing his plaits.
So I would be tiny compared to those people.
Scorsese's 5'4".
Yeah, he's probably the only honest guy.
Yeah.
And that, yeah, but he doesn't give a shit.
No, they're probably flubbing it.
I don't, you know, I just think about the visual of this tsunami, right? And now we got, if you watch the news, Venice is underwater. People
right
in
now?
Venice, you know, right, yeah, they got a tide that it's You know, and everybody in the hotel, they're walking through the hotels with people with fucking...
Talk about a with, bad with, vacation.
With like fishing Ooh. Boots on, like, everything is okay, you oh, know, not the problem. We have a beautiful
that's
hotel.
A vacation from hell.
Yes, we have a bigger, a much bigger jacuzzi than we had before. But, yeah, I mean, is it, yeah, even in Fort Lauderdale, everybody was flooded. We had a lot of floods here.
Was that your Italian accent?
I don't know what it was. Just hungry. Hey, it was a summer like that, eh?
It's a summer like that.
Eh? Hey, you know, there's a lot of water, eh? I got a water. Can I get all the way up into my belly button? So.
Love it.
But in Japan, while we're on this, while I'm on the subject of Japan.
It's flooding there, too?
It's not flooding. Oh. But they had their public hanging. It's 2019.
That still happens in Japan?
And, yeah. And we had, it's 2019, and they had their first... Oh, ever, but in a long time, or you know,
well, that's how they execute criminals there still.
Well, this particular criminal, from what I understand, killed an entire family. Ooh. So, in the they hung this guy, they hanged him. Can't say hung, right? They hanged him in the town square. You know, like everybody get around. You know, come around. We're gonna hang this fucking guy. Wow. And then they, yeah.
Holy shit!
We're in 2020. And,
yeah, but I still think, you know what, with people who do heinous crimes like that, as long as you make sure that is, like, they're like, yes, I did kill this family, blah, blah, blah. Like, it, there should be, like, yeah, hang people.
Well, usually you don't get the death benefit unless it's undeniable.
But with, like, social media now, it's people filming it and, like, yo, hashtag.
Yeah, like, they tell people, no, it's like a comedy show, like, please, no flash photography during the hanging.
I'm sure it's out there somewhere. If you crawl the
dark
web.
There's
got to
be video of it.
I saw the one with Saddam Hussein when they hung him.
Yeah?
That was creepy. You just see his like face going like.
I think I vaguely remember that.
Mm-hmm.
And his body like.
He's got
a
big old beard. Yeah, he's twitching.
Jeez. He was hiding in that.
And he's talking. He's like yelling. Bah, 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 and then all of a sudden the floor drops. And that's it.
Yeah.
Tune into the Wake Up Dougie Show where they discuss terrorism.
That's right. And justice for all.
And tsunami
hangings.
So you were about to say you think that would be a deterrent. Like let's say we did a heinous crime. Like, all right, like, yeah. So like in this country, like these pedophiles, you find out they kidnap kids and all this kind of, we should bring them into a town square, perhaps like maybe South
Beach.
We
should castrate them.
Right,
publicly.
Right. You know, some person pulls,
you gotta make sure it's actually like, it can't be like, we don't know. Like,
no, it can't be a kid that's saying, you know, I don't want to talk about it. No, we have to know. It has to be irrefutable.
Irrefutable, right? Evidence.
Yeah, that's it. And then
I'm gonna cut your dick off.
Have him watch porn
live on Facebook.
You know, have him watch porn. You know,
we're gonna do an Insta live, a Facebook live, like every just a big alert comes on your phone.
Induce a boner, right? Somehow induce a boner.
Yeah, pump him with Viagra.
Yeah, give him a few things of Viagra. Watch that thing turn into a fucking eggplant.
Exactly.
And then have somebody come over with a samurai sword.
Yeah, you know, just like Game of Thrones style,
a dull spoon, you know, just something like really
dull spoon. Ooh, man, you're
just do it quick.
Yeah, you know? Well, you have to like have someone there with a hot coal, make sure you know.
Oh, to cauterize it when it's done.
Yeah,
you got to worry about the guy's penis now.
You don't want him to die, you know. You want him to go around for the rest of his life, no dick. Like, that's great. See, and once that goes out there, I guarantee pedophilia.
You think?
Drops.
You think they're going to go, I don't want that to happen.
Dude, you should run for governor or something like that. I know how I'm going to stop pedophilia. I am Michael Citron.
Public castrations.
I want to share my platform with you.
And then if they try it again, we sew their buttholes up.
And let's do it like the old days. You catch somebody stealing something, cut off their hand. And then if they steal again, cut off their fucking, until they're stumbling around Walmart trying to walk out with shit in their mouth.
Maybe not a hand, maybe just a finger, you know.
You want to give him a little leeway.
Yeah, yeah, like a pinky. Take the pinky off.
Yeah, start with the pinky.
Yeah, yeah. Mafia doesn't go straight for a hand.
No, right? You got
to... Actually, first offense, they smash your hand.
Yeah, like, they'll really hammer hard to the hand.
So you're going to have like a couple of... I think you broke your hand recently, right?
No.
No, that was the other guy.
I mean the other guy. The other, what other?
There's Danny Fallon. They look a lot alike sometimes to me.
I didn't mean
to get you confused. I apologize. I've been on.
That's all good.
Mike thinks all boy band guys look alike.
It's true. It's seen like, one, you've seen them all.
Yeah, they're all like it's like. They're all like, woo!
Where are we going with
so
this?
Hammer? Hey, put your hand on the on the stool there, Mike. You want to show you my my Ace Hardware toolkit?
You don't agree that would stop like crime if we started doing public embarrassment stuff like that?
I don't know. You might. I mean, I don't know. I just don't know if the society has a soul anymore to feel that. You know what I mean? I think it's going to get a lot of people start. The real question is, the thing that's out there now is you see something, say something, right? Because somebody, there's all these times that, well, I would have known if I realized what I was paying attention to, who knows? But you got to say something. But yeah, why not? The guy's raping kids, cut his dick off in town square. I said, have it right there, right at the Jefferson Memorial.
A serial rapist or some shit
like that. Yeah, shove a baseball bat up his ass.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I would love it. I would show up high with some popcorn, like, they're going to fuck this dude up. He was raping chicks, getting his shit. Like,
that's it. And killing, you're dead. That's it. Eye for an eye.
Then they put him in one of those things, like they did back in the day. And so you can go take a selfie with the dude. Be like,
put him in a stocks.
Douchebag.
That'd be funny. Would they call that the stocks?
Yeah. Whatever.
Like you put them out there in the middle of town. Uh-huh. You can come up to and spit on them, smack them.
Exactly.
Draw a mustache on their face.
You idiot.
Dummy.
You won't do that again.
What an asshole.
This is sick.
There's some really bad open mic comics. Come up and give them tags.
That's a world I don't live in, I tell you.
There you go. So Japan's weird. I'm just saying. Well, I'm happy about our dinner tonight.
I am.
We had it at Tavolino's once. We had it at Anthony's Coal Fire Pizza. One time, to the dismay of Peter Leonard and Elgin David, we had it here at the house. My wife got Costco pizza. I'll never hear that one again.
To the dismay of Peter Leonard and Elgin, why they didn't like the Costco pizza?
They weren't happy with the Costco pizza.
What?
Yeah, they were. What? Peter Leonard led that charge. He was like, "This is bull." Yeah. And my wife loves it's to me the crust is made like from a week ago.
Okay,
but it's all right. You know what I mean? So
it's the thought that counts.
You know what I mean? Well, listen, Mike. What can I tell you, buddy? Not everybody has a heart like
so
you.
I'll be so happy with Costco
just pizza.
All
right, well, fuck it. We're not going to hibachi tonight.
I'm okay with a Red Bull, man.
Yeah,
seriously.
We're gonna get some hibachi, so that'll be great.
Thank you, Dougie.
You're welcome. Looking forward to it. By the way, it's that time of day, everybody.
And now for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's straight from the headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Thank you, Peter. And I hope you can forgive me for that Costco pizza ordeal.
Good segue into him.
Thank you. Hey, everybody. We're in the giving season. I don't know if you heard about this, but a bank robber throws stolen money in the streets and yells, "Merry Christmas." The guy even looked a bit like Santa Claus.
Oh, wait, so he robbed the bank and then started throwing money out in the streets.
Yeah, in Colorado Springs, a man who looks like Santa robbed a bank on Monday.
Successfully.
Yes. Yelled, "Merry Christmas," as he threw the stolen money into the streets. David Oliver claimed to have a weapon when he walked into the Colorado Springs bank and took the money. Witnesses say after leaving the bank, Oliver grabbed money out of the bag and threw it into the streets while yelling his holiday greetings. After spreading his own version of Christmas cheer, Oliver sat down and waited for the police to arrive. He's like me. He doesn't run. Not bad. I mean, he still got 20 years in jail. It's a federal offense when you rob a bank.
How old is he?
60s, I'm guessing. Oh, did they tell us?
I feel like we're slowly going into like a world of like a bat. Like we're gonna Batman. There's gonna be an Iron Man. There's gonna be a bat. And someone's because like that is like so like villain
Joker.
Rob a bank and then throw money out in the
streets. But that's not a bad guy. It's like he actually took the money and just threw it in the streets.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like that would be a Joker move right there.
Well, he's gonna spend time in jail. So. I wish I'm going to be in Colorado Springs in May at the Looney's Comedy Corner.
Think he'll be there?
I don't know if he's still in the street handing out money.
Nah.
At least 11 people have died in the Philippines after drinking coconut wine, a potent beverage about 4 times stronger than regular wine.
Coconut wine is strong.
Yeah. Yeah, I got that coconut wine.
Coconut wine.
Yeah, it's very good.
In the Philippines.
Yes. At least 11 people have been killed and more than 300 people are hospitalized after drinking coconut wine in the Philippines. That's because they fucked up the they're giving cocaine wine.
Right. That's
and why is everybody running around?
Are they putting fentanyl in this wine?
Why is everybody running around? They're not shutting up. They're talking all the day.
You drink too much wine, you're going to die.
Yeah.
That sounds crazy.
Including some who are celebrating a Christmas party. We're going to have a great year, 2020. Oh, let's celebrate. Here, have another glass of coconut wine.
Yeah. A lot of ladyboys out there, too.
Yeah.
Be careful.
Thanks for the warning.
Where'd that come from?
My host figures out.
He's like,
you got to be careful with the chicks with dicks.
Got to say something before we get off.
Drink that coconut wine.
Watch out for the ladyboys.
Ladyboys will come get you.
Let me add my little 2 cents.
No, I worked at Chatterbait, and a lot of the trannies were either...
Yeah. By the way, Chris Rose says a guy wanted a place to live.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only reason he did it, because he didn't want to be out, you know, out on the streets. It's 6 a.m. out on the streets. It's a little Ozzy Osbourne, isn't it?
Did you see out about that guy streets? That was handing out joints for Christmas?
No.
And he got arrested right here in
really?
Florida.
In Florida? Fuck. Where was I?
Do you guys give out a dollar when you see somebody on the side when you're driving by?
No, I never give money to people on the streets.
Depends who it is.
Salvation Army, when I cut, especially for the holidays, I'd go into a store. There's a Salvation Army period. I'll throw $5, $1, whatever.
Yeah.
If I don't have dollars, I'll give them $5.
What kind of person would...
A young person, you're not getting shit. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, it's just not going to happen. If you're an older person, I can see in their eyes, you know, if they're bullshitting or not, if they're like drunks and, you know, like addicted to heroin or something. Definitely females, I'm a pushover on that. I'm just like,
I saw this female like from like a couple cars away and she looked like a dime. And as I got closer, I was like, oh no, here's a dollar.
I just got an audition.
Oh yeah. Who's your agent?
Stellar.
Oh, Cindy.
Yeah.
Is it for Super Bowl?
It's a brand campaign.
I think I'm doing the same one.
You and I are going for the same part?
Oh, no, it's probably...
Oh, no.
Or you want a really fat guy.
Dum, dum, it's for dum, the Filipino for the Filipino boy.
they're looking for some boy toys.
Is it for tomorrow?
I think so. It's the 27th.
Is it says Super Bowl, Michael Bay, stars, Ed Arenas?
No, this is branding something. Got it. Brand campaign. It's probably a diabetes commercial.
You're going to crush it, bro. Yeah. Crush it.
It's probably like a, you know, a fucking hair loss or a boner pill commercial.
Do you use a catheter? Yeah.
I love the catheter.
I see that commercial sometimes late at night. I'm like, holy shit.
I broke out the oxygen ad, get bit, when you weren't there the other night. Like, I love these oxygen ads. You know, like, well, I don't know what I would do without my oxygen. Yeah, you'd fucking die, you old crone. I wrote a little script to do something for our TV sketch show.
I saw that. Now they have a machine that makes oxygen out of nothing.
It makes oxygen out of air. Right. It's a fucking tube that just goes out to
pretty
the
much.
Ooh, I can breathe. So fucking stupid.
It was for oxygen they wanted you to audition for? Or
not? Yeah, could you imagine? They saw me walking my dog. Or running from the car in the rain the other day. Let's get that guy for a fucking oxygen ad.
The worst one I got requested for, Cindy called me and she goes, hey, Josh, we got a request casting. I said, what is it for? She's like, it's a national commercial before you say no.
Yeah.
I'm like, what do you mean say no? She goes, it's for Truvada. And I go, the HIV medication.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, yeah. I'm like, so you're telling me they went through people's pictures.
And you look gay.
And they saw my face and they go, this guy's got an HIV-ish look.
This guy takes it up the ass. Look at his eyes.
He does unprotected sex for sure.
This guy sucks a lot of dick.
She's like, it pays 10 grand for the day. I'm like, what time's the audition?
Yeah, right? Shit, I would have taken it.
I didn't get it, though. But...
No. You didn't handle the casting couch well enough?
I actually wanted it, too. I was like, God, I hope I book this Truvada commercial.
Yeah, that's the one where everybody, if you live a lifestyle like I do.
Right. I'm crazy, but it doesn't matter.
My doctor thinks I should use this, you know, just for added measures or whatever. In case that condom busts in my butt.
Ah. See, this is
don't trust it, Filipino boys.
Yeah. Mike's head sticks out of a
those
fucking
lady boys will get you.
Mike,
get
Mike,
some Truvada, kids.
Mike steps in from outside the hallway, sticks his head out, goes, "Hey, buddy, one little thing you got to watch out for."
And that's the whole commercial.
Yeah. Watch out for the Asian boys.
Truvada doesn't protect against... Blah, blah, blah.
Truvada does not protect against Thai chicks with dicks. But this is the world, by the way. I get an audition request. Yeah. And then I also just got a notice that a show I'm booked for just got canceled.
Oh, fuck. Son of a bitch.
The Damn. Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. In the middle of my fucking podcast.
Let's talk about it. So what was the show? What happened?
It was me and Nadim. We're going to go to Jacksonville to a place. It's a place in Jacksonville. And it was the Funny Bone comedy night. It's not a Funny Bone. But it was booked. I'm looking at my email. It says, cancellation. It's been canceled.
No.
And the problem was I was actually going to book another gig in Georgia area to link to it. Like a Friday and a Saturday and to be up there. Now it's like I'm going to have one night. It's going to be rough to do one night.
When was the show supposed to happen?
Somewhere in January 14th or something like that.
All right, so it's weekend. 2 weeks notice, 2.5 weeks.
Yeah. Oh, well. Looks like I'm going to be home a lot more, hon.
Better be taking it out some more hibachis.
We're going to eat so much Costco pizza.
By the way, of the show, Randy Vegas said, "Someone out HIV Josh."
Damn.
That's Randy Vega.
You fuck.
And Randy Vega will never be mistaken as an HIV patient. Yeah, like me, you know? At any rate, Wisconsin town to rethink an ordinance that bans throwing snowballs. Can you imagine somebody got their eye poked out? No more fucking snowball fights. Decades after implementing a ban on throwing snowballs, a Wisconsin town might soon change an antiquated law that has left residents scratching their heads and not making snowballs. The town of Wausau, sounds like an Indian name, located around 100 miles northwest of Green Bay, banned throwing certain objects like rocks or items that could cause harm. But Molotov cocktails are okay. A public property in 1962, snowballs were lumped into the category. Man, they got some hard fucking snow in Wisconsin.
They do.
While the ordinance is rarely used, it's made headlines over the years, spurring Lisa Rasmussen, who's not related to the evil person in history, the city council president to speak about changing the rule. And while he was giving the announcement, somebody beamed him in the fucking head with a snowball.
Would you hate to be trapped in Wisconsin? That'd be like one of the worst states.
I know you say trapped, but these people could fuck it. Like, I'm always amazed as I traveled around the country doing comedy and you'd be in certain towns and people would be like, oh, and you like you hang out and you're like, you know, you people could fucking leave this place. Like, what, you know, how could you stay
can
here?
Can they really, though? Can they really?
Well, that's the thing. Some people just get, like me, like, can I leave Florida right now? I mean, I probably could if I really wanted to. Right. If it was miserable. And,
you could, yeah.
You know what I mean? I'd have to sell the place, take a little bit of, you know. Yeah.
But, you know, Jimmy Boy, who didn't really graduate high school and works at the, corner store or whatever, like, he can't live with, he can't.
Why can't he go fucking some other fucking Bo Bunk town?
That's true.
And do the same.
I mean, he can.
He doesn't have anything. He doesn't have roots.
He won't survive.
Well, he's not going to survive where the fuck he is.
Have you guys ever been in Wisconsin in the winter?
He'll barely survive.
No, it's brutal.
You've been there in the winter?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Have you been there?
Lived in New York. That's okay. Good enough for me.
Yeah.
But those open plain areas, yeah. Man, it's cold as fuck.
Sure.
And the elevation is so much higher, too.
Yeah.
So it's nuts. That's why, you know, that's why I had this new thing. I'm home in January, December, January. I'm not going to go do a gig in you know, in the middle of the country, in North Dakota.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm not leaving Florida in January, in December, January. Well, I see I had a gig in Jacksonville I was going to do, but now I don't. Fuck. There goes my master plan.
I bought a new jacket.
Gotta take those Wisconsin gigs.
Damn it.
I bought a jacket for it. Yeah, I'm heading back to Wisconsin.
Go Badgers.
Says here that the police department had issued citations.
Don't throw snowballs.
10 times over the last 15 years. For throwing snowballs.
Sounds like a grand old time.
Listen, what else are you going to do in Wisconsin?
That's what I'm saying. It's like,
oh, drink.
Hey, Josh.
Hey, we can't throw snowballs now?
Throw some snowballs. Get drunk, man. Yeah. Maybe we'll find some lady boys.
Here's a job. Here's a story that you might like. Thousands of 10-inch penis fish wash up on California Beach.
Yummy.
Did you know there's something called a penis fish?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen it.
You seen it? It looks like a penis.
Mm-hmm.
Not yours, mind you. It's 10 inches.
Yeah, I know.
Nor mine.
I'm yeah. not gonna, you know, I'm ours not gonna, combined. Yeah. 10-inch penises.
All three of our dicks put together.
Exactly. I'm not going
to. Thousands
of. You got
of,
me there. I'm not going to.
I'm not going to argue no that. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm, I'll sure. be proud.
Would you eat a penis fish if it was like cut right? Like
if it was cooked right?
Can you yeah. eat penis
can
fish?
Can you eat penis fish?
Would you
eat penis I guess fish? You have to be into that sort of
fish
thing.
Sticks, you know? Here's some fish sticks. Those are penis fish, actually.
Is it edible? Like, or is it?
I don't know.
Delectable? Or?
You just got to get a little oil and rub it down. And,
it's got to be the right night.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, you gotta you have to do a lot of cocaine.
You got some fish dicks in your mouth.
Thousands of 10-inch penis fish have mysteriously washed up on a beach in California. And oddly enough, the women in California are all hitting the beach. The wriggling animals are species of a marine spoonworm, which I used to call my ex-girlfriend, commonly known as the fat innkeeper worm. Mm. Or sometimes called the penis fish.
Oh, so it's a worm. You don't want to eat that.
Hmm.
Thousands That's weird, though. Why are, like, thousands just... This is why I'm saying the world is coming to an end.
Listen, okay. Fat innkeeper. That's what they called this poor thing. A fat innkeeper.
2020, man.
Or penis fish were found on Drake's beach last week.
The penis fish are coming.
It's attack of the penis fish. Pussies, beware.
It's kind of freaky, though.
These phallic organisms are quite common along the west coast
it
of North America.
It said phallic organisms?
Yep. But they spend whole lives U-shaped burrows under the sand.
Dude, he got one eye or two.
He's got one eye, oddly enough. Beachgoers are aware of their existence. A recent storm in North Carolina put up a gale wind and brought some of the waves and washed them onto the shore. Next time you go to the beach and think hundreds of 10-inch pink sausages wiggling around, you're not just at a Wayne Newton party. Get the full story, it says here, but however, let's see here.
Because yeah, Wayne Newton parties are gay, is that one?
I don't know. He just looks gay. I was going to say, who's the other guy? Fucking Liberace. I mean, they do look like penises. They have one nut, though. It looks like a penis with one nut.
One.
let's see. Are they edible? I don't know. Officially known as Yucas quapa, the animals are perfectly shaped for their lives underground, according to biologists. They can live up to 25 years and even eaten as a food in countries such as Korea and China.
Ah, so you can eat this penis fish.
Yeah. Not around your friends, though.
Yeah, it makes you wonder when
cameras.
Maybe we're eating dick fish when we're at, like, Manchu Walk or something.
Yeah.
You don't even know.
Yeah.
Been eating dick for years. Right. Damn it.
That's what the fish fillet is at McDonald's. It's fucking penis fish.
Yeah.
I knew it tastes like dick here at McDonald's.
What a fucking thing.
I'm joking, McDonald's. I need sponsorship.
While we're on the subject, homosexual face. Brazil's Bolsonaro lashes out at press. Mm. Says here in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil's president, Jair Bolsonaro, lashed out at a journalist on Friday saying, one had a homosexual's face.
What?
You have face like homo. That's an expression in Brazil. You have a homosexual face.
You have a gay face.
I mean,
face.
Just look at Josh.
It's a gay dick face.
That's kind of fucked up. Yeah. Like, dude, you have a gay... I can't help my gay face. Like, yeah, what is not a gay face? Right? Yeah. Like,
let's everybody have a gay face.
What is a gay face?
Remember when everything was the word, like everything was gay?
Yeah.
Like the late 90s?
Gay. Oh,
that's gay.
I fucking leaned into that and then...
That
I
was like
get the, woke 10 years ago.
Now it's like you can't say it, everything was gay. Oh man,
that was my thing. Oh my god, I would like I feel so gay right now. Like
dude, that show's gay. Your shirt's gay. Yeah. Your shoes are gay, bro.
You're so gay.
It came to where I didn't even know what I was saying. I was just like, and then I had to like sit back, like, oh, I'm calling everything, I'm being derogatory towards homosexuals. It's wrong. But yeah, I'd be like, this headphones, they're fucking gay.
These are so gay, these headphones.
Yeah. The better headphones are gay.
This podcast is so gay. A visibly upset Bolsonaro accused the press of bias against him and his son. Senator Flavio Bolsonaro, prosecutors in Rio de Janeiro are investigating allegations.
Story's gay.
The younger Bolsonaro hired employees. Blah, blah, blah. Same as here. Another Joe Biden story.
Joe Biden, how do you feel about that?
Listen, there's unlimited corruption that was going on in any country. I don't care where it's, you know.
I want Bloomberg, baby.
Oh my God, he fucked up. He hired people in prison to Bloomberg. Solicit votes.
Bloomberg?
Yeah. I hired a company that hired a company that hired a company. So he's got some. Here's a guy who can't run his own fucking campaign right, and he's talking about other people.
What's up with Roger Stone? He got convicted, right?
He's got for lying to the FBI or whatever it was, right? While we're on that subject, Iowa woman admits she hit 14-year-old with SUV because the girl is Mexican.
What?
Yep. Des Moines, Iowa. Des Moines woman smoked methamphetamine hours before intentionally hitting a 14-year-old Central Iowa girl with her SUV this month, according to the documents. Nicole Poole Franklin, 42-year-old, told police she targeted her victim because the girl is Mexican. I guess she must have had a sombrero on or something. Clive Police Chief Michael Venema shared the admission to the news.
That's some Breaking Bad shit.
She now faces attempted murder charge and a number of other charges from racially charged incident.
She had no alibi? It's like, yeah, I did it.
Yeah.
Why?
She's Mexican. She looked like Dora the Explorer.
She climbed over the wall.
She was climbing over my fence, pissed me off. She was charged with attempted murder. She admitted to police Thursday that she intentionally hit the girl because she was Hispanic.
I think when you're from, are you from South Florida? Are you from New York?
I'm from New York, I've been here for like 20 years.
Isn't it weird? Like racism is so weird to me. Like when you're from like South Florida, you're from New York.
Right.
Yeah, no,
it's fucking weird when you hear it.
Especially coming from like when you're from a populated urban area where you meet different walks of life, and then you go to North Carolina, and you know, I mean, certain parts of North Carolina are very progressive, but certain parts of backwood or even Georgia,
they have a way of thinking.
You're like, oh, this part, we're back in 1950 still. Like,
yeah.
it's scary for me because. You know, you can go in certain places, and I don't feel like I look Hispanic, but they can spot you. They can spot you real quick. They're like, ooh, no, that skin tone.
Well, you definitely don't look Aryan.
Dark. Right, you know, I don't. Exactly.
That could be confused for a boy from Brazil.
The best I have is I'm Italian, you know. That's the best I could.
A lady boy from Brazil.
Yeah.
You know why? Because you got a gay face.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, you've got one of those gay faces. You look like you've had penis fish all over it.
Here's some Truvada.
You look like you can. You should have this prescription, not me. You lady boy, you. That's good. Here's a story. Student opens museum of hangovers in Croatia. This is pretty cool.
Would you ever go to Croatia?
I don't know. I have friends from there. A Croatian university student said, the question would be, would I go to Croatia or Wichita again? I don't think there's a loony bin in Croatia, though. A Croatian university student said swapping stories with friends gave him an idea for the country's newest attraction, a museum of hangovers. Rino Dubogajevic, which is a name you'd find in fucking Croatia, a student in Zagreb, said he was sharing stories of drunken mishaps with friends when he came up with the idea of the museum chronicling unusual hangover stories and displaying objects related to those experiences. Like, what was it? What's like an object you would think to relate to a hangover? Toilet bowl?
Tylenol.
Yeah, toilet bowl, Tylenol. There's your bed, for sure.
Pillow.
Vomit.
A washcloth, a cold washcloth.
Taco Bell wrapper.
Mm-hmm.
Taco Bell wrapper, that's a good one.
It opened its doors this past month. Features exhibits include a collection of unusual items people found after a night of heavy drinking. Beer goggles, reflex testing room, an interactive area where visitors can share their own hangover experiences. Sounds like a great place.
Where is this at?
Sounds depressing.
In Croatia. Yeah. At least they have... Listen, we got Disney World. These guys got the Hangover Museum.
I go to the Hitler bunker in Berlin.
That'd be better.
The whole place smells like vomit.
Yeah. We want to make it feel like a hangover area. So somebody just throw up for us. Dubovic had said the aim of the museum is not to glorify heavy drinking, but to rather create a bond between people based on their strange hangover experiences. In the future, we want to make people aware that bad things related to alcohol. He said there's hoping to secure funding to build on to this magnificent museum. Good luck with that, buddy. The weirdest and most bizarre crime stories of 2019.
Dun, 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 dun.
You want to hear some of the most bizarre stories we've had this year?
Yes.
Man in reindeer slippers attempts to steal woman's wheelchair. We had it right here on our show. We talked about it. But a guy saw a woman in a wheelchair, pushed her out of the fucking wheelchair, and tried to run down the street wearing reindeer slippers along with his wheelchair.
I don't know if I would stop that.
A pack of innocent bystanders stuck by and chased the guy down and got the fucking wheelchair away from him. Good
next,
for him.
Next.
Bank robber hands teller a note with his name and address on it.
What?
I need something to write this robbery note on. Hold on. Let me put it on the back of my fucking Social Security card.
My stationery. Yeah. Here you go.
Michael Harrell, 54, was arrested in August after ordering a teller to hand over all of the cash. And he did it on a note that had his name, address, and phone number.
Are you shitting
me? And his favorite color.
I guess, you know.
Man caught driving stolen SUV on the way to bail out brother, also arrested for stealing an SUV.
Nice.
Johnny, how are you going to get me out? Don't worry, I got a plan.
2 hours later.
Yeah. What are you doing here? That was a good one. And they're both white guys who look like they're from North Carolina. Woman hops into zoo enclosure and dances in front of the confused lion. Remember that girl? She went into that zoo enclosure and started dancing in front of the lion. And she didn't, like, it could have attacked her. This was, like, big news. This is national news. And then they end up finding her and arresting her. Black woman, you know, remember that? She was dancing. There was a lion just looking at her like, what, that bitch is crazy.
Wow.
No?
Where was the lion from? What accent was that?
No.
This, where the fucking,
It's been a crazy year.
Yeah. Well, most people will know that who watch the news and don't get drunk and fucked up every day.
Sorry, Dougie.
If it's not on Twitter, we don't know, Dougie.
Or goes to the gym all day and does auditions. Man allegedly steals from store, then comes back to ask for a job application. Hey, you look familiar. Oh, yeah, I was in earlier.
Trying to show initiative, guys. I'm a leader.
What are some of your qualities? Well, I'm pretty handy.
I take what's mine.
That's right. I takes what I wants. A woman driving a toy truck leads police on a slow speed pursuit. Yeah, like one of those toy trucks.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah. It's like a golf cart. Women swipe stroller from store, but leave one of their children behind. That happened right here in Florida, I think.
A lot of it probably happened here.
Yeah. The woman went in to steal a stroller and left her fucking kid behind. I finally got a stroller for Johnny. Where's Johnny?
Too much, you know, doing too much at once.
Just fucking idiots. Anyway, you know what, guys? That's all we got time for here today because we got to go to our big party.
I'm super excited.
A big Christmas get together, holiday get together.
That hibachi.
That's right.
10 minutes.
So thanks for watching the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show live. Thanks to Mike Cintron for joining us.
Thank you, Dougie.
Josh Randall.
Thank you, Dougie.
That's it, guys. Follow our show on Twitter on Instagram at Wake Up Dougie. Wake Up Dougie Show. Follow me at Dougie Dangerous. This Friday night, go to the Innovation Center in Boca Raton. I'm competing in the Flamingo Winter Comedy Festival. That's tomorrow night. Go to my page on Facebook. You're on there.
Where's this at?
People on the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. In the colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. They are being
made of light hit the ground. Everyone felt the sound of their heartbeat. Every man, every woman, every child. They passed the limits of imagination to the door to the world. Journey of a thousand lifetimes with the children of the sun, they started to climb.